Good morning. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report for Monday. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are called mostly steady, but some locations are seen firmer on expected buying interest from a few plants that reportedly need additional supplies. Terminals are called mostly steady with a couple of locations seen possibly higher. Top prices are expected to be from $28 to $30. Peoria called a $30 bid today, which is $1 higher than last Friday. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, November 23rd, negotiated swine purchases were 16,419. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $40 to $51 weighted average, $46.76, a gain of $2.06 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.89 to $37.25, and the weighted average was $34.93. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,523. The base price range was $38 to $54.50. The weighted average was $48.99, a gain of 18 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $26.81 to $41, and the weighted average was $37.67. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at South America first, I'll tell you that there are some changes taking place in the weather in Brazil this week. And we're still looking at Argentina with some concerns of dry weather there. And going to Argentina, first of all, many areas received a little bit of rain last week, but not enough to really reverse the drying trend that is now taking place in that country. And Santiago del Estero and Cordoba seem to be the driest areas of Argentina right now. And it does look like this week is going to be mostly dry. There's some chance that there will be some rain falling in Argentina next week, but with warm weather and dry weather this week, that's going to continue to dry out some of the soil. And again, the southern areas of Argentina appear to be in the worst shape, and also some of the western areas. Santiago del Estero is actually north of Cordoba, but that's a western portion of the production area of Argentina. It's just very dry there. Now, in other areas, the conditions aren't as bad right now because there's enough subsoil moisture, but the topsoils are getting dry. But the western half of Argentina especially is going to be very warm this week, and that's an area of concern as far as rapid drying. And eastern areas will be mostly dry, but Entre Rios into Buenos Aires and parts of Santa Fe aren't going to dry as quickly as, say, La Pampa, Cordoba, and Santiago del Estero. So Argentina is a place to watch right now due to problems with dryness. Now, the big change in Brazil is that after many weeks of wet weather in southern into central areas and bone dry weather in northeastern Brazil, it now looks like the rain is going to shift to northeastern Brazil, and they're going to get quite a bit in Bahia and northern Minas Gerais. And they're going to also get some rain in northeastern Goiás. So all those areas that have been very, very dry of late are going to turn wet, and in some cases extremely so, as some locally heavy rain could actually lead to some potential for flooding up in those areas. Northern Mato Grosso will get some locally heavy rain as well. And the rest of Mato Grosso, Goiás, and Minas Gerais should pick up some rain here this week. Now, as you get farther south, there may be a few showers from time to time, but it does look like from Sao Paulo southward, and that would also include Mato Grosso do Sul southward through Paraná, Santa Catarina, and Rio Grande do Sul. It looks like drier weather is coming in this week, but that will allow for some field work, and they have had plenty of rain lately, so there's no big problems there. So in general, at least here for this week, improving conditions in Brazil because the wettest areas will turn a bit drier and the areas that have been bone dry will turn wet. But beyond that, we'll have to just see how it all plays out. Turning to the northern hemisphere, Here in the Midwest, we're getting another round of rain, so soil moisture is being recharged in the Ohio River Valley and much of the Midwest Corn Belt. And maybe of more important note is the fact that the rains have come already with more on the way to southern portions of the crop, the soybean belt, and that would mean the Delta and Southeast. Some of the drought-stricken areas of the Delta into the Southeast are getting ample moisture now, and for the Delta, enough rain has fallen that there will be rain runoff now to start to fill up some of the reservoirs. For the Southeast, good soaking rain has already come with more expected next week. So they're going to see some improvement. We're not going to see the absolute end of the drought there because of the dire situation they've had in, say, Georgia and the Carolinas, but they are getting some much-needed rain. And that's a benefit. And finally, in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, not a lot of precipitation. It's turning cooler, so that means the wheat's going into dormancy, and some of the wheat is going into dormancy, not well established. And we'll have to monitor that situation as we go through the winter. Snow cover to protect it from the cold will be very important. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 8.54 unchanged, last trade up 6. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.25.5, down 1, last trade up 14. July 7.12, down 1.5, last trade up 8.25. December corn opened at 3.88¾, down 0.25, last trade up 4.5. March 4.05¾, unchanged, last trade up 4¾. July, 4.23¾, down 2, last trade up 4¼. January beans opened at $11.50, up 0.25. Last trade up 11.50. July, 11.25, up 0.25. Last trade up 12.25. Take it out to November of next year, 10.32¼, down 1, last trade up 8.5. December soybean meal opened at $2.92.20, up 20, last trade up $3. December soybean oil opened to $46.51, down 15, last trade up 23. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, soybeans, new contract highs once again overnight. Follow through today?
Well, we'll follow through to the upside. I don't know we'll be quite as firm as what we were in the overnight. We've dropped 75 cents to a dollar out of the crude market since the grains closed the overnight sessions. That may take some of the steam away from it early on, but I don't know that anybody's thinking we're going to turn this thing around. We may just pull back a little bit. We've gotten a bit overbought out here. We're also seeing a fair bit of cash movement here in the east, at least. Very good hedging coming in here this morning, and it was a busy day on Friday also with active farmers selling, and that'll have a way of limiting us just a little bit. But the overall tone is still there that we continue to see talk about crude testing and going through the $100 mark, which will be supportive to the grain markets, and we continue to see very good exports. We'll have export inspections out here this morning. It'll be interesting to see what they give us as to whether that has any effect on the marketplace. We've been dragging our feet on bean exports in particular, or getting liftings out of the country. If they should come in big, that'll be just another little fire for the bean market to take off on. But early on, I'm going to say you're not quite as firm as what we were in the overnights. We're probably going to end up opening corn up 2 to 3. You're probably going to open beans in that 5 to 8 range, and you'll probably see wheat open in the 8 to 10 range is what I think opening start off will be for the grains today.
Corn well supported by its 200-day moving average and making its highest mark since late July. Are we in the beginning of this so-called run-up on acres at this point?
I mean, I think the acreage battle is just going to continue to be a battle that we'll have ongoing right on into the spring months before we get an idea of what we've really got, because we've got a lot of talk to take place on what happens with mandates here down the road. I'm kind of coming into the camp that we're not going to see a new farm program. They're going to end up extending the current farm program if they haven't already done it and I missed it. I think they'll push it on back. So, yeah, I think you are, Dave. I think we'll continue to see that be a pacing for this marketplace. We're starting to hear talk about dryness in Argentina, even though they've been pretty ideal up till now. We're starting to hear talk about dryness down there, and that'll be the next thing that really starts to fire the markets up is any talk about Argentine crop being limited by dryness.
Turn your attention to the Merck, please.
Well, the Merck is kind of interesting trying to figure out where we're going to take these livestock markets. We continue to see very big kills out here, and it's hard to get too fired up for any kind of a real strong market. But the packers have good margin in the stuff that they're doing. Last week's kill was 2.022 million head, so just over 2 million head again, and it looks like we'll have a big kill again this week. So, you know, I think it's pretty hard to get too fired up in the hog market, but I do think we're due for a little bit of a technical bounce out here.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.